Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Coming up at 9, the best Hill Notes that you have left for us over the weekend or will leave before 9:20. I guess I should say 9:20 on Hill Notes. You can leave a voice note on any topic and we'll play them back. You can watch this show if you prefer that to listening. You can do that on YouTube or on Twitch, and this show on Twitch every day presented by Springer's Jewelers. And they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And starting tomorrow, it is their half-off, half-the-store event. So it goes through Saturday. So get there and save big at Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And if, for instance, you weren't watching the show on Friday from Bernie's, then you would not have seen Hill Notes Jackson guy go full Winnie the Pooh during his Jackson lead. So great to meet him.
So good.
Great to meet full show, Greg Hill show, Hill Note guy.
Mm-hmm. He was good too.
Friday was, the crowd, we talked about it earlier, that's probably the best roadshow crowd. The most, I shouldn't say best, the most people ever at a roadshow.
I got four words for you. Juneteenth.
Definitely. Am I right about that?
Definitely.
Curtis?
Drunkest. Biggest party. Yeah. It was unbelievable. Friday was from the second, I guess Ken said there were people in line at 4:45.
Yes. Yeah.
So, I mean, it was just, and it was, we were hot, but we're mostly in the shade. The people that we were talking to at Bernie's were standing in the sun, baking, drinking from 6 a.m.
The guy is drunk.
He sure was.
We cannot thank you enough for the support that you have shown this show and that you continue to show it. And we cannot wait to be on the North Shore for the first time ever with a road show this week. So Thursday, we will be at My Place by the Sea in Rockport. And that is the pregame. And then Friday at the Beauport Hotel in Gloucester. I'm excited.
The Beauport I can't wait to sleep in that bed.
It's going to be great. Like I cannot wait to get there and to hang with all of you guys. And then one more road show on July 3rd on Lake Winnipesaukee at the Dive. So, all right, let's get back to the rest of today's news.
Governor Healey was asked about the Karen Reed case on Friday after the acquittal in her second trial in the death of her police officer boyfriend, John O'Keefe. Here is what Governor Healey had to say.
Karen Reed, the trial ran its course. And so, I always reflect on the family of John O'Keefe and feel very sorry for them. But the criminal justice system has run its course, and there is finality in that. And my best to members of the O'Keefe family.
Wow.
That's it?
No, yep. She's going to stay away from that one. That's hot button.
Where does she should get into hot button? She's the governor of the state.
I don't think she can get into that.
Well, she can get into Morrissey, the DA, who retried this case, spent a lot of money.
Right. Millions. Where does the O'Keefe family go to find justice? Is there no one who can help them find justice?
Well, civil trial?
I guess the civil trial is coming, so mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, we had the guy on, what was his name, Ted Daniel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said, well, obviously, because you say, where do they go to find justice? They believe that she did it. So I don't think
they did, because that's what I'm assuming, that's what the police had told them.
Right. So I don't think they can go anywhere to find it, because if they think the person that did it is walking free, there's no like, okay, let's go try to figure out then who did it.
Yeah, I don't think the O'Keefes are seeking someone else. I think they believe that Karen Reed got away with murder. That's what I believe they believe.
Yeah.
So they
can't find, their only justice is that the justice system has to work, and it failed them. So it's not like they can go find it someplace else. We think somebody else could have done it.
I wonder if the O'Keefes are happy with the response from the Alberts and the McCabes, like going on Good Morning America and releasing the joint statement and all that. I wonder if they wish, and I don't know how I would respond if I was Jen McCabe or if I was, you know, Nicole Albert. I don't know what I would do in their position. I just, the day after or 2 days after, to go on Good Morning America.
Can I just give them unsolicited advice, Courtney? Sorry to interrupt.
No.
But like what happened with my buddy, I don't want to bring it back up, but when we were out to dinner and he fell, like immediately there were two people who were within earshot or saw it. That one was a EMT that was just out to dinner. Another was a doctor. And because these people have that training, it's instinctive. They came over and they were like, okay, told the hostess to call 911 and let's figure it out. In ways that you and I, Greg, would be totally, we just sit there.
Right. We couldn't do anything.
Right. And it's like, that just because that's what they have trained their life to do. So if you are a police officer and there is someone in distress, whether you know that person or not, to tell ABC that you're not a Canton police officer.
And that's why you couldn't go outside and help somebody?
There are certain things some people say where it just causes me to never listen to another word they say the same way.
Yeah.
And saying that, it's beyond impossible to accept and understand. If you are a police officer, if you are a first responder, and someone is in need, it is in your blood to just immediately and go help. Especially if it's on your property.
Yeah. I think anybody would do that. Not anybody, but most everybody would go outside and would try to help however they could. So, all right. Well, that's the governor's comment on it. What else, Courtney?
This is a crazy story. A woman in Florida is recovering after authorities say she was bitten by a barracuda while swimming in Fort Lauderdale.
Barracuda rejoin.
Yes. Heart. Another reason not to go in the water.
Right.
You don't like the waters.
Mm. Especially down in Florida, man. Stay away from the waters.
Is that a common thing?
Like, I don't think.
A barracuda attack?
Off the shore? No, I do not think so.
I know we're in shark attack season, but
yes.
I didn't know we were in barracuda attack season.
I mean, I always thought that if you were attacked by a barracuda, it was kind of game over, but she was taken to the hospital with minor injuries, so she's expected to be okay. And now let's head to Florida.
Okay.
And now,
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of
Come to Miami!
Florida. Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
32-year-old Lonnie Morris was at the Tampa airport, and he went to rent a car. He was denied because of his record.
Oh, okay.
And so instead of taking an Uber, calling it a loss, he located a car in the parking lot, a rent-a-car, if you will, with keys in it, and tailgated another driver out of the parking lot.
Oh, so he stole the vehicle.
He sure did, yes. Okay. He was quickly located and has been charged with grand theft of a motor vehicle and taken to the Walton County Jail.
All right. You're right. Probably should have called a friend for a ride or something.
Uber, like you said.
When they denied him. How bad does your driving record have to be denied a rental car? I mean, don't they rent to anybody?
I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't have a credit card.
Well,
he should have had a friend.
Oh, Greg, except if you're Bill's girlfriend, not quite of age.
Is anything going on with them or something? She was posting reels again over the weekend.
They were in Vegas. She posted like a photo of their hands.
All right. Okay. So they're back together.
I think they're good.
Because you thought it was a breakup photo, but
well, using "Smallest Man Who Ever Lived" as a song in your Instagram is a choice.
Okay.
But.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe Bill saw that and responded to her emo post, and they got back together.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Or maybe they helped Brett with his ACL injury.
maybe they did.
Oh, Brett did text back. He is getting surgery today.
Oh,
is thanking everybody for the well wishes.
Oh, yeah. Baseball Brett, torn Achilles.
Good luck, Brett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a long recovery. That stinks.
He's going to be on the shelf for like a year.
It's tough.
You're going to have to get him one of those scooters that you just put your knee on and you like roll around.
Yeah. It's true. We may have our next Pudge's pal.
Oh.
Hendrix, a potty mouth parrot in Fall River, is up for adoption.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Oh. So Hendrix likes to swear.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, R-rated Hendrix. They believe that Hendrix is over 20 years old.
All right.
He was given to the Fall River Animal Shelter, and after his owners had him for 20 years, fed him only human food, like white bread, cereal, very weird.
Okay.
But 50 people have submitted adoption papers from across the U.S. and Canada.
Well,
he really
so nice.
Rose to fame on social media. They posted some videos of him swearing, and people love him. We can hear from Chantel Rogers from Forever Paws Animal Shelter in Fall River.
We try not to react because we don't want to encourage it. There's times we have to leave the room to laugh. He was being fed human cereal, white bread. That's why he's missing most of his feathers. It's malnutrition. If you call him a pretty bird, he'll say thank you. Other than the niceties, that's as far as the niceties go. The rest of it is slurs, cusses, things I can't repeat on camera. The first time I heard him drop the MF-er word, it was the first thing I thought of was snakes on a plane. We didn't want somebody to bring him home, and then all of a sudden he starts throwing slurs around, and you had no idea you were getting into this.
So basically, the parrot swears like Ty Law on this radio show on Friday.
Does it have that Fall River accent?
Probably does. And who doesn't want a potty mouth bird?
With the Fall River accent.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like when you have your friends over.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Is that the weirdest accent in New England?
Fall River?
Yeah. It's Fall like a River. Bad mix of Boston, New York.
Yeah.
Well, it's because don't they get like the mix of the Rhode Island accent too? Because Rhode Island is kind of like Boston, New York blended into one.
That's all right. So they're hoping to find a feather ever home.
Correct.
For
Hendrix.
Okay. All right.
Good name.
All right.
That's it for the news.
That's it for today.
Yeah.
Well done, Courtney.
Hey, thank you.
Great job today. Thank you very much. It's going to be hot next 3 days. So Curtis says 90s, basically, and maybe 98, 90. We're going to feel like 100 plus tomorrow. So. Plan accordingly. We are going to get to Courtney right now and to what is trending this hour.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Thunder are your NBA champs. 103-91 was the final for Game 7. SGA had a double-double with 29 points and 12 rebounds. It was a tough break for the Pacers, who not only lost the game, but also lost Tyrese Halliburton with a torn Achilles in the first quarter. Elsewhere in the NBA, KD is headed to Ime Udoka and the Rockets, while the Suns get Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, and the number 10 overall pick in Wednesday's draft, as well as 5 second rounders. The Red Sox dropped their final in the series with the Giants. 9-5 was the final yesterday. Alex Cora knows they need to play better defense. Here he is from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
I don't know how many there were, but we got to play better defense. I mean, like, the whole weekend was kind of sloppy in that department. You know, we were good for a while there, but two line drives, the pop up. So just get better.
Nissan is here to help you save this summer with lower MSRPs on Rogue and Pathfinder. The possibilities are endless. Visit your local dealer today. The Sox now have the Angels on deck. 9:38, first pitch with Walker Buehler getting the start tonight. Cooper Boardman joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:38 for the MassMutual pregame show. And Keegan Bradley rallied with a birdie on 18, turning a one-shot deficit into a one-shot win over Tommy Fleetwood. He wins the Travelers yesterday. Bradley now has more wins in the last year than any American except Scottie Scheffler. He is number 9 in the Ryder Cup standings, a career best number 7 in the world ranking. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Thinking chicken for dinner? Think Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, pick up Value Pack Signature Farms drumstick, thighs, or leg quarters, bone in, for just 97 cents a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Short on time, order pickup or delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network.
All right, coming up next, while you were outside enjoying the sun all weekend, David Ortiz spent the weekend on the social medias, doubling down on his issues with Rafael Devers, and we will get to that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coming up at 9:20, Hill Notes. You still have time to leave one on the Odyssey app. Over the weekend, David Ortiz was all over the social media, doubling down on the issues that he apparently has with Rafael Devers as a teammate, as a player, as a part of the Red Sox organization. Some I have seen appreciate that David Ortiz is standing up for the Red Sox. Others say that it is petty and unseemly by David Ortiz. I don't know where everybody in the room stands on that. If you're watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube, then you can see the post from X over the weekend from David Ortiz, who is standing atop his giant number 34. I wouldn't call that a statue. It's you got all the numbers over there by Fenway. And he says, the thing is that to have some like this at Boston, I think he means something like this at Boston, you have to just not be a hitter. You have to have the full package all the way around player. Go Sox.
Well, it's coming from a guy who did nothing but hit.
The most important.
Well, he spent some time at first base.
No, he didn't.
The most important line is to the left of that, where it says best organization in baseball.
Okay.
That's all you need to know for why he is posting that.
What was the one?
Subtle as a sledgehammer that you're being paid, pal.
What was where he was live then showing receipts?
Oh, on his Instagram.
So that was later. He went on Instagram and he showed all of the red text that he had sent Rafael Devers. So I don't know what it is that set Poppy off. I think it was probably Pedro.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Essentially calling him a liar.
Bingo. And then he's like, no, Pedro, see, I hit this dude up. I called him.
Also, it's on like WhatsApp. So I'm guessing maybe Rafi didn't have his WhatsApp notifications on. Maybe missed all of those. Like, Rafi's in the United States.
It's a text messaging app that you can use internationally. Well, so you don't have to
they're both in the U.S. They can text each other. They don't need to be using WhatsApp.
But a lot of David Ortiz was in the Dominican.
Yeah, a lot of people use WhatsApp.
No, they don't.
Only if they're doing something nefarious.
Right.
No.
WhatsApp
is good.
Who's using WhatsApp?
I think a lot of people.
There's actually a lot of people using WhatsApp.
But people who want the messages to be gone. Like, that's the point.
Yes, exactly.
Of it.
But the messages...
They don't want any record of them.
It's like encrypted.
Right, like if you have drug kingpins after you.
But the messages don't disappear on WhatsApp.
No, that's not what... I don't think that's what Greg means.
That's Snapchat.
Yeah. No. I thought... WhatsApp is encoded.
Yeah, it's like an encrypted
Encrypted. Encrypted. And so people, the theory is that people can't understand. They can never get access to those messages. Correct, Shimer? Am I?
I believe that's just generally the case.
WhatsApp is just, you can't like screenshot or, you know, do that to like regular message. You know, people screenshot. Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of what it, but there's a lot of people who use WhatsApp, and there's a lot of people, like you said, internationally that use WhatsApp. So maybe, I don't care what it is, he's just saying like, hey, I hit dude up and he never hit me back.
I believe the Secretary of Defense uses Signal. Is that correct?
Oh, do you think Ortiz was pissed that Hegseth never wrote back?
Maybe.
This by Ortiz, there's something else going on here. This is bizarre, the reaction. And you have Pedro's phone number. If you have an issue with Pedro, call him. Like, why is he so aggressively? Because
Pedro made him look like a liar. So he's
not really. Pedro just, I think, to me, listening to what Pedro had to say, it was like, kind of let it go.
No.
Like, why are you doing this to a player?
No, Pedro started off by saying anybody who believes Devers was a bad clubhouse guy is lying.
Okay, but that's different than Ortiz saying that he didn't text him back.
And like, Pedro said that if Ortiz and Pedro were able to get into a room with Devers, they would have been able to solve this, which is say it's an actual compliment to Ortiz that if they had all gotten together, they could have made this go away before it became too big of a problem.
Right, but the initial, and I agree with you, Greg, the initial thing was Big Papi said, I had reached out to him. He just basically got too big for his britches. He had this deep...
He said it was ego, he said he needed to work on his communication issues.
And then Ortiz proceeded to do 15 stories patting his own ego.
He didn't hit me back when I tried to hit him up. And then that's when Pedro responded and said, you know, the whole Ortiz thing. And I think that's Ortiz coming back and so on, saying, hey, Pedro, listen, here's a message where he's not responding to me.
This is X from Boston. Hello, X.
Greg, you're driving me nuts talking about WhatsApp is only used by criminals and millions of people use that to communicate. If he says the red receipts were on and they were on and he read it and he didn't answer, but it isn't anything illegal. Millions of people use it. You know, messages don't erase. So he saw it.
Okay.
So I think you need to get out of your little seaport cocoon and understand that.
All right. And I'm getting a lot of text messages. Yeah. I am old head on this, apparently.
Are they texts or WhatsApps?
Everybody's using WhatsApp.
That's shocking to me. It takes up so much data in your phone. Like, having WhatsApp ruined my phone. I haven't had it for a bit, but it was like...
you had it, yeah.
I had it for when I was traveling.
Yeah, it's the best thing to do when you're traveling internationally because there's no fees involved.
Yeah, I just know a lot of people use it and... You know, and maybe that's something big that they use in the Dominican. You know, I have no clue. But the fact of Big Papi doing that, I think it's him just saying, here's where I am, you know, one of the greatest Red Sox players ever, and this guy won't even give me 5 minutes of his time.
WhatsApp has 3 billion monthly users. So I stand corrected on that.
Shocking.
Courtney and I.
So that is shocking.
We stand corrected.
If a guy said, hit me up on WhatsApp, it would be a no for me.
I do most of my messaging on MySpace currently.
Did you talk to Tom this weekend?
I did not.
Oh. Wait, Zuckerberg owns WhatsApp too?
Oh, probably.
Yeah. I would imagine. Probably. Owns everything.
My Lord.
This is Matt from Rhode Island. Hello, Matt.
Hey, what's up? My theory with this Ortiz thing is, Courtney, you know how influencers move and how they get compensated. I think he's being compensated specifically for this by the Red Sox, this whole thing.
I mean, he is compensated by the Red Sox anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That would be wild if they were paying him per post to share how bad of a individual Rafael Devers is.
Well, they're putting some of the money they saved back into the team, Greg. They're just spending it on an influencer to defend the move. God, why do you defend these people, Greg? They are so awful.
Curtis, I am only defending them if they do not end up by trade deadline time doing something that I think improves the team.
He's scheduled to make $30 million. They're what, halfway through the year. So do you believe they will add $15 million in payroll on the books this season?
I think they will. And I may be wrong, but I think they will.
I mean, I think they have to because...
How many times have we said they have to and they haven't?
No, but the question now becomes, and we talked to Breslin, and maybe one of us asked Breslin and said, hey, are you going to use that money that you're saving from the Rafael Devers contract to put back into this team? And he was like, absolutely, that's, you know, what we expect to do. And I think if the right players out there that they might want to go after an established player, they'll use that money. And if not, we'll say, well, why didn't you use that Devers money? What's going on? And they have to answer that question.
Well, no, John Henry never answers questions.
I'm not talking about John Henry. I'm talking about when we talk to Breslow, when we talk to Sam Kennedy. John Henry I can give two issues from because we never hear the guy talk. I mean,
okay,
honestly.
So you don't think there's the chance that we talk to Craig Breslow on August 3rd, Tom Brady's birthday, mm-hmm. and he says that we wanted to make a deal, there just wasn't a thought partner that aligned?
No, I'm not saying that that's not a possibility.
What would you think is more likely, that or they spend $15 million on a new player at the deadline?
I mean, if I had a bet, I'd probably bet on I bet on what you said, that they maybe spend it.
Right. A thought partner.
Right.
Also, I was just looking up to find the translation for the text messages that Ortiz sent to Rafi. And the texts are kind of like, so, good morning, how are you feeling? No response to that. Okay. Then the next one, and my boy, KLK, which I guess is an abbreviation, meaning what's up. Then this next one, this is just starting. I was watching the game today, and the only thing was that the hip was a little aggressive. Nothing more. If you can slow down the hip a little, that's all. Okay.
Very nice.
Some
tips at the plate.
Correct.
From one of the greatest to ever do it. Very
yes.
nice.
And then the next one, if you want and can, call me, and I'll explain what I did to deal with that. Mm-hmm. Okay? And then at the end, a hug.
Oh. All right. And nothing back.
Nothing bad.
I mean, he couldn't even give him the thumbs up emoji.
Right, something.
Yeah.
You know? Acknowledge something.
Right.
Ryan, that's in
like
March.
The okay symbols. You got to give me something back. Like, I'm, you know, one of the, you know, greatest hitters of all time, especially when it talks about Red Sox organization, and I'm trying to help you out with some hitting tips here. You think you might want to come back a little bit.
Wow. Now, I will say you guys got into a little bit of it on Saturday, Curtis, but what is going on over there? Minus the Devers trade and some of the organizational changes that Craig Breslow has instituted may not bode well for them going forward or for him going forward.
No, they've absolutely brought in a guy that is a robot, and they're trying to remove independent thought from people that weren't hired by Breslow. Breslow is as insulated as ever. He is protecting his new way of business and alienating all those that predated his arrival here. And it's a disaster. Like,
so basically the baseball people, some of them had been there for a long time.
Right.
And they're gone. Right?
They're being iced out.
Yeah. But if you're the new leadership in any organization, isn't that normally how you operate? You clean out people that don't have the same beliefs as you because
right.
a lot
yeah.
of the time you just want to do things your way. That's
I thought it was a great
brought
move.
In.
I thought it was a great move when Patino fired Red. I thought that was a smart thing to do.
I'm not saying it's always smart, Curtis, right. but that's nine times. Correct me if I'm wrong, but 9 times out of 10,
yeah.
when new leadership enters any company or organization in the world, they generally want their people in charge yeah. and not people from previous regimes.
And the guy that he fired, no disrespect to him, but I don't think he's on the same level as Red Auerbach.
No.
The guy who's like, Breslow's an effing stiff. So, and I'm with Chime. You see it all the time. We wanted Vrabel to do it. He's like, Vrabel, hey, man, get rid of Elliot Wolf. Like, come on, get your guys in there, and we do it all the time.
What okay, is Craig Breslow's vision? What is he looking to do? What does he do well? What do you believe in him? How does he operate? Because I know how Vrabel does it. Mm-hmm. I can tell you how Mayo did it. I have an idea. What's Breslow's?
Because they had done it before, Curtis. And Craig Breslow is not Wiggy. Like, that's
right.
That's the argument.
But this is his first time. Everybody who gets in there for their first time has never done it before. So anybody, we talked about that with Mayo. Right, any first-time coach, they have no track record of doing it before. So it's not, you can't say, well, what has Breslow done in the past?
I had a pretty good idea of how Vrabel would coach the Titans, and he had never was an NFL coach before.
You did?
Yeah. I mean, we all, I mean, he's a guy that demands accountability. He's a smart guy. He can get in your face. He's someone that's going to be hands-on, who's going to be a player's type coach, but keep players accountable. That's kind of
how. You should be working in NFL front office because, I mean, I you know, I never know how a guy's going to be, right? We especially when it's their first time doing things, and whatever Breslow's doing.
What is most glaring is his reliance upon the driveline people, the Sporttronics, whatever that organization calls themselves, and the fact that the baseball people, Wiggy, are kind of quiet, have either been they've either parted ways with them or their role has been diminished.
Right. Oh, well, Shime said he wants his own people in there.
No, he hates people. He wants robots.
Well, he wants his own robots in
there. If you need a lift to Worcester, please call Driveline. Ha ha ha.
That he can command. I mean, Bez has his own way of thinking.
That was a reasonably good bit.
I mean, that was a good one.
But that's the issue. And by the way, that's the issue between he and Alex Cora also, which I think exists, right?
Right.
Am I right about that,
that's
Curtis?
The biggest problem.
Yeah, and the way in which he's telling Cora, because so Cora makes more than he does, I'm positive.
Yeah.
So Cora's there, and Cora's job, according to Breslow, is to just synthesize statistical data in real time and do what he says. Remove independent thought. Don't use intuition. Use this equation. That, to me, has never won on any level in Major League Baseball. Yet, this is also why Breslow was the 10th guy they interviewed, or 15th, whatever it was, because they knew they weren't going to be adding more payroll. So you were going to be the fall guy for whatever this happened.
Like, this is Steve from Fall River. Hello, Steve.
This is some, you know what else I heard that I called and said it was a comedy hour? Somehow Craig Breslow is diminishing the aptitude of the Red Sox Nation. He doesn't know who he's talking to. Who does he think we are? Blah, blah, blah. How about he's coming in and he's finishing the master plan the Red Sox put in place? Now, if it's lowering the payroll and not having bad salary, that's the plan. I've been saying this for years. They have a plan. We don't like it. Now, do the baseball guys, did they want to re-up Bogaerts and this guy Devers? Would that have made everybody happy? Remember, they came in last place with those two guys on the roster.
Yeah.
I asked some friends. I said, you know, this machine that said that the Devers trade was upside down or was a bad trade? Let's assume that's a good machine, Greg. What's it going to say about the last 5 years of the Devers contract and the last 5 years of the Bogaerts contract? It's going to probably throw up if a machine could throw up. That is just bad garbage right there. We got rid of garbage.
But over the weekend, in the piece that Jeff Passan wrote, he talks about how most of Major League Baseball looks at this like a great deal for the Red Sox.
Right. And Rich,
and so do I. So if I'm with Major League Baseball, I'm proud to stand with them. I think it's fantastic. I think it's there's so many more benefits and objectively benefits. Never mind that he was a selfish player, he's poisoned people's heads. They have flexibility to use this money going forward.
Oh, because they didn't have money to
before. Wait a minute.
They're 20th in payroll there, Steve-a-roo.
So you'll feel better if they just light it on fire. Dustin Pedroia. Let's get another Xander Bogaerts, $330 million. Let's just throw money at people, and everybody feels good when they're underwater because they have bad contracts. They have young players under their control. I do have a friend from college, by the way, who has a son that works for the Red Sox, and I think I'm looking for some remuneration because I've been like a PR guy for these people, and I think I can even say the case better than Sam Kennedy, if he's listening. He comes on, and he wants to, like, make nice with the Red Sox fans. No, don't make nice. Craig, I'm going to ask you one more thing. You have to go by what your audience does. Whatever plays for your audience, you have to do it. And to some extent, the Red Sox have to do it, but
Do you want them to follow a bona fide plan they believe in, or do you want them to make moves that assuage Red Sox Nation?
Steve, and they signed him 2 years ago to a $300 million deal, and all of a sudden they hate him. What is the plan?
Let me ask you a question.
No, I'm asking you, what's the plan?
That was done to assuage Red Sox Nation because they didn't sign Bogaerts. And then they may have signed the Cora, by the way, for the same freaking reason.
So then what's the plan?
The plan is what you're seeing now. All the young guys are up. That they didn't trade at the deadline a few years ago like everybody wanted. They got Garrett Crochet because they were drafting well and stockpiling picks. They got Narvaez, and now they got the young guys up.
They're the new Tampa Bay Rays.
They've got enough prospects for three major league teams.
Of which Breslow has had nothing to do with any of these guys. They were all Heim Bloom.
There is an argument on the text line that getting rid of some of these guys who have been here over the last 5 years is a good move when you look at the results that they have had.
Yeah, I don't want anybody connected to Dave Dombrowski, probably the best GM in baseball.
Rich and Adam, I think, did it the best. I was listening to them Friday, and they talked about, like, all right, the moves on the Breslow.
And Craig.
So now you could kind of, like, actually see what Breslow has been able to do, like what moves he made, signings, trades, that kind of thing. And I can't remember all the things that they had. And then they try to grade him on that. So I would think that, and I heard somebody talking about this on social media, one of these MLB experts, and they were like, basically what the Red Sox wanted was a guy who wasn't buying into the system, who was getting paid a lot of money, who wasn't being a leader, and they wanted to move on from that guy and basically try to figure out, all right, we want to make a clubhouse that the young guys and players can all be on the same page. And
we couldn't find a lineman.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah, willing to be on the same page.
They're seeking alignment.
Right.
All right, Curtis, we'll get to whatever you want to say next. We got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Chime tonight at Fenway. You want to go see Hozier? We need a concert time forecast, though, from Curtis. Can you open up the Window World, the Boston WEI weather window? Curtis, I would guess 8:30 or so, 9 o'clock. What will the temperature be at Fenway when Hozier takes the stage?
Well, I hope we hear Take Me to Church, because I don't know another song. It's going to be 81 tonight, Greg. Okay. So if you're there, pit stain central.
All right. I'm thinking about it. I don't love the Fenway lineup concert-wise this season. I may go see the Lumineers. I kind of want to go see that.
It's just a bummer that Zach Brown Band, like, that was the best.
Well,
Chris Brown will be there August 25th. That's going to be a show up and show out.
Yeah. If you want to go see Morgan Wallen, you have to go out to Gillette, and that's a long way out
there. You got to duck the chairs.
All right, but forecast-wise, Curtis, warm today, warm tomorrow, warm Wednesday, right?
And then by the time we get to the North Shore of Gloucester and Rockport, it'll be in the mid-60s to 70 Thursday night and Friday.
Okay, you can get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. And Curtis brought up the road show this week, second to last road show. We are heading to the North Shore, and the pregame is in Rockport at My Place by the Sea on Thursday night. And while we are there on Thursday night, we are raising money for a local family, the family of Captain Andrew Porter of the Rockport Fire Department, who passed away unexpectedly last month and left his wife and two children under the age of 5 behind. So when it comes to Thursday night in the pregame, all of the tips that you give are going to go to that family. Thanks to everybody up there. And we have an anonymous friend of the show who's covering off those who work there. And so all the money that you give will go to that family through the Greg Hill Foundation. And then Friday, Curtis mentioned it, Beauport Hotel, and a full road show, second to last one. And I believe for the final road show on Lake Winnipesaukee on July 3rd, you still have an opportunity today to try to win your way onto the dive, VIP style. So that is on the contest page at weei.com. And if you have yet to go there and sign up, then you should do that today.
I'm still so confused about how we get there. I've talked to Ken like 30 times, and every time we talk, there's a different answer.
Well,
he's like, got to get to the Alton Marina at 4:42 a.m. And if you're not there, you're going
to
swim.
Yeah, well, you have to be shuttled out to Smalls Cove where the dive will be moored.
Yeah.
And so we will have some boats at the marina that will be shuttling you. And, of course, if you want, you could hop on a jet ski. Curtis, are you a jet ski guy?
Ooh, I used to do jet skiing. We used to go to Key Largo, and there was a hotel that had all, like, activities included.
I got a text message earlier from Chinese food Donnie, who is up there on Lake Winnie, and said he would, if you want, you could ride B on the back of his jet ski.
Chinese! Chinese kid.
Actually, not a big jet ski guy.
I love a jet ski, but I ain't riding B, though.
You're not going to ride B?
Nah, that ain't happening.
Come on, Wiggy.
Nope.
All right. Would you take a jet ski? I know you're afraid of a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Would you take a jet ski over there yourself?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I love a jet ski.
All right. We'll get you set up with a jet ski.
Yeah. I mean, if I had to ride B on a jet ski, I would. But, you know, I love a jet ski.
Okay. I think it'd be great if the show starts at 6.
Yeah.
And Wiggy makes a dramatic entrance on a jet ski.
I'd go reverse B, though.
Thing might be, you know, riding a little low in
AC
the water.
Slater style.
I mean, who am I to judge?
No, you get some good jet skis, man. Them things are giant, man.
What worries me is you stopping going towards the dive, though. Like, do you know how to kill the engine before it hits?
Right. Courtney, kill switch.
When Wiggy gets on it, it goes from a ski do to a ski don't.
Courtney, I know how to drive a motorcycle, a dirt bike. I know how to drive a jet ski. I'm not jumping on an airplane.
Right.
You know how to drive a motorcycle?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I know how to drive stick. Mm. You know, so jet ski, I've driven jet skis before.
The water's just different, you know.
No, I know you slow down as you start to get towards the shore.
Yes.
I
mean,
there's probably the majority of people who are of Courtney or Shime's age do not know how to drive stick.
No, hell no.
Because you can't even get it in an automobile now, probably. Can you drive? You don't know how to,
I don't know how.
Shime, do you?
No. No clue.
Yeah.
I always wanted to learn, but I never did.
I had
there was
to
never
learn
an opportunity.
I had to learn it from my license. Like, you had to learn it to get your license in the 1930s. So, and it was very terrifying because you get to a hill
and you have to balance the mm-hmm. the accelerator and the clutch.
Yep. It doesn't make sense
to me. Or the car might roll back. You would be full of anxiety over it.
Well, I bet that was easy for you after learning how to steer your horses way back when they were first.
But so you shift like all so highways different than a side road, different than a hill.
You have four gears, and you start off in one. You get that baby cranking, you push the clutch in, and you go to two, and then you go faster, and you go to three.
Kind of caught you driving to the right four to gears. That thing's four. Going slow.
And, Greg, you have to have your foot on the clutch while it's on the first two gears.
Yes.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And then when you go to three, you can take that puppy off.
Yeah, well, once the accelerator's going, you can take your foot off the clutch. And then once you start to hear it start to, you know, putter out a little bit, you better put your foot on the clutch and give it a little gas.
Then you'll stall.
Yeah, right. Then you'll stall out. Then you'll be like bucking. You ever see those?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I bet most, like, what's the thing we do? Boomer, ask a boomer. I bet most people, if you said, do you know how to drive stick? They wouldn't even know what a stick is.
They wouldn't know
They'd be
it
like,
was.
What is that?
It's because we're so old. All right. We're going to take a break, but coming up at 9:20, we are going to play your Hill Notes back, whether you left them over the weekend or whether you leave one right now. So leave a voice note on any topic, something we have discussed or something we have not discussed. Do that now, and we'll play the best ones back coming up at 9:20.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.